This is the Old Radio Show's podcast.
Crime does not pay.
$500,000? Rocky, you gone crazy?
I said 500,000 smackers. A little brain work, and we got it.
It's too big, Rocky. They really watch that kind of dough.
Look, there's two characters drive the truck, see?
Like all of them.
One gets down from the cab, goes to the back and unlocks the door.
Yeah.
The fella inside climbs out. They're both kind of busy just then. The guy up in front can't see behind. It ought to be a cinch.
Maybe you got something, boss, but...
Maybe, Tick. Yeah. No maybes in this operation. Follow my layout and we'll come clean as a whistle with 500 G's to split between us. You got that? $500,000 smackers for a little brain work. And maybe a few rounds of ammo for Chopper's typewriter.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Operation Payroll, starring Harold Vermilia. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Harold Vermilia as Rocky Mauch in Operation Payroll. Rocky was 10 years older than his brother Bill. Perhaps that was what made the difference. When Bill was barely starting school, Rocky was already a prominent member of the local gang. When Bill graduated from high school, Rocky was making money and spending it freely. Too freely, the neighbors thought. The elder Mauches passed from this world, and Rocky set up living quarters for himself and his brother in another neighborhood. The boys went along their separate ways with little contact, despite the fact that they shared an apartment. Until the evening, Bill came home and found Rocky relaxing in the living room.
How are you, kid?
Oh, Rocky, you home?
What does it look like, that I'm out?
I was going to leave you a note.
Yeah? What about?
I'm moving.
How come? Found yourself a dame?
Yeah, but not the way you mean it.
Getting married, kid?
No, not yet.
Then why the rush? Am I crowding you?
I'm moving, that's all.
What's on the front burner, kid?
Look, Rocky, I'm over 21.
Getting too good for your big brother or something?
Look, I'd rather not discuss it.
You were whistling sort of gay when you bounced in here.
Maybe I was feeling gay.
About what? The 40 per you slave for?
I can tell people where I work.
Meaning that I can't.
You got the idea the first time.
Save it, baby boy. The line doesn't go with those big blue eyes.
All right, okay, then let's drop the whole deal. I got a pack.
Where are you moving to?
What do you care?
I asked you something.
Look, Rocky, since we moved here, since Mom died, you haven't asked me once, not once, what I was doing. Why, you were out 9 times out of 10 when I was in. Okay, that's the way you wanted it.
And now I want it different.
Why? Well, why?
Because the business I'm in, I gotta know where my relatives are.
What business are you in, Rocky? Now that you mention it, I'd like to know.
The insurance business. My competitors might like to make use of my family, see?
Well, they can always find me. I'm not going into hiding.
What do you mean by that, crack?
Take it any way you want.
Well, where are you moving to?
You can forward my mail, if any, to the 22nd Precinct Station House.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Now, leave me alone. I got a pack.
My kid brother a cop? I don't believe it.
You want to see the badge? I was sworn in this noon.
What gave you this crazy idea?
Maybe you did.
I did? For the love
yeah,
of...
Yeah, sure, you did. I know what you mean by the insurance business. I know all about your competitors. The last thing Mom told me before she died was to get away from you as soon as I could. Well, I can now, and I'm getting away.
I'll be a laughingstock. I'll kill you first.
You'll do nothing, Rocky, understand?
Just let me get my hands on you.
The gun goes with the badge, Rocky. I know how to use it. Now keep away from me, brother. And keep away from my beat. I'll take you in if I have to.
Well, the Rover boy in person. Okay, kid. Have it your way. Have it your $60 a week way. And when you need money to pay your rent, don't come around. Your sergeant might not like to have you owing money to a fella like me. And so long, brother. I won't tell you to keep your nose clean. Your kind always does.
What's eating you?
You got the same vitus or something, Rocky?
You know, Chopper, the way he's walking up and back, up and back. Anybody think the boss was practicing for a room up the river?
Shut up, Tick, you hear? Of course, now that he has a brother in blue with brass buttons, why we
all... Chopper, I said shut up.
Okay, only light someplace, will you? You got me all nervous with that walking... And what good's a trigger man with a nervous breakdown, huh?
Look, you two. Everybody in town is talking about that jerk brother of mine. And laughing.
So you walk up and down. This is an answer?
I got the answer.
I'm listening.
Me too. With both ears.
The answer is the biggest haul in history.
You going into politics, boss?
You know the steelworks on the bay?
This is a question.
Ever figure out their payroll each week?
What for? I don't have to pay it.
$500,000 in cash each Friday. $500,000 in small bills.
$500,000? Rocky, you gone crazy?
I've been casing the job for months. One big haul, I figure, and then we can take it easy.
It's too big, Rocky. They really watch that kind of dough.
Look, there's two characters drive the truck, see?
Yeah, like all of them.
One gets down from the cab, goes to the back and unlocks the door.
Huh?
The fella inside climbs out. They're both kind of busy just then. The guy in front can't see behind. It ought to be a cinch.
Maybe you get something, boss, but...
Maybe, Tick. No maybes in this operation. Follow my layout and you'll come clean as a whistle. With 500 G's to split between us. You got that? $500,000 smackers for a little brain work and maybe a few rounds of ammo for Chopper's typewriter.
Hey, Rock, you figuring on this chance... Because of your brother?
You want out, Chopper? You can have it now.
I'm with you, Rocky. I'm with you. I'm just asking.
Okay. Then you get an answer. I've been thinking about this a long time. Now I've got an extra reason. I pulled this job, see, and my great big honest kid brother, he's the guy they make the jokes with, not me. So I'm not waiting much longer. Just another couple of weeks and we go to work. In the meantime, not a word out of either of you. Not a word. You understand?
It's taken too long to... I almost got it. Once more. There. Now reach inside. Lift the lock. Enter the chariot, boss.
A swell job. The car, I mean.
Yeah. Good and roomy in here.
Well, what about it?
Just thinking of all that dough we gotta have to haul with us.
Then get busy. Can you reach the wires under the dashboard?
Yeah. You shoot the flashlight under here a minute, will you? All right, I got him. Good. So that'll do it. Perfect. All gassed up, too. Nice of the jack who owns this pug.
Save the jokes. Let's go.
Check.
Tick, you sure you can drive one of these things?
Yeah, it's just like a car, only easier.
Now he's a boat captain. Aye, sir, and all that.
Save it. This is the boat.
Where are we going to hide it, Rock? The car's easier, but a speedboat.
Look. The character who runs this only uses it on Sundays, see? Today's Monday. We're pulling the job tomorrow. Now get in.
You sure got all the answers, boss. Okay, hold the boat now, Tick. I'm coming, and I can't swim.
All right.
Handle the ignition like a car, Tick.
I done it already. All right, let's go.
Right, let's go. Untie the rope at the back, chopper. I'll get the one up front.
All set back here.
All set up here.
Okay, then let's ride 'em, sailors.
To you, boss. Hiding me in the old typewriter inside a vegetable wagon is genius.
They'd be suspicious of a car,
but a vegetable peddler? Not in a million years.
Yeah, the first time Tick ever drove a horse on a job like this.
I don't need no key for his ignition.
Oh, okay. Now the kitten's finished. And once more.
Yeah.
The truck will drive up at noon sharp. I'll be in the car around the corner.
Check.
When the guard unlocks the back door of the truck and gives his pal inside a hand down, let him have it.
Yeah.
Then Tick drives the wagon in front of the truck, and I'll come up. We'll grab the dough and head for the boat. Check?
Check.
And double check. $500,000. A cold $500,000. Oh, brother.
I hear something, Tick.
Yeah. It's the money truck. Right on schedule. Rookie's in the car. I spotted him when we passed the corner. All right, they're stopping. At the side door of the plant. Whoa, horsey. Whoa. Hey, chopper, the guard's getting out. He's going around the back.
I got him. Right smack in the sights.
Okay,
Eddie.
Come on out. Stretch your leg.
Yeah, famous last words. Okay, here we go, Tick. I'm jumping soon. Got him both, Tick. Block that truck.
Okay. Come on, horsey. Come on. Come on, horsey. Come on.
Nice work, fellas. Grab the sacks. Fast, now before we get visitors.
Okay. Let me help. The driver's jammed in the cab. Lamppost on one side, wagon on the other. Come on.
Faster. Time's wasted.
Yeah, we're okay. Only a few more sacks now. It don't take much to make up $500,000.
Okay, boss, that's all.
Get back of that wheel, Tick. Chopper, show them the typewriter. Fire a burst over their heads.
Okay, that'll haul them.
Let's go.
Now they shoot at us. What do you think they're going to hit, eh?
All this dough.
Turn right the next corner, Tick.
Yeah, but that's the street to the dock where we tied up the boat last night.
Match. Drive out on the pier. Leave the engine running. We'll dump the loot on the boat, and then the car goes into the bay. By the time they figure that we used a boat, we'll not only be across the bay in another state, we'll be on a plane out of the country. Fellas, when Rocky Morge figures out a big one, nobody picks up his trail.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Operation Payroll. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Harold Vermilia as Rocky Morch in Operation Payroll. Yes, Operation Payroll went according to plan, according to Rocky's plan. It was a week before the holdup car was found at the bottom of the bay, at the foot of the pier off which it had been run. The funerals of the two armored truck guards were long past before the speedboat was found. And meanwhile, Rocky, Tick, and Chopper had been in Canada and had doubled back on their tracks to the supposed safety of an anonymous hideout in the same city from which they had made their escape. They lived well, if not royally. They gambled, they luxuriated. And months later...
What's the trouble, Tick? You look like you could walk under a snake's belly wearing a high hat.
All right, maybe I could.
He's been counting his dough.
So?
So it don't add up so good.
You expect it to last forever?
I had 150 G's, 30%, same as Chopper.
Well, I ain't got 150 G's no more.
But you've been having fun.
He should have bought annuities or something.
So what did you do, wise guy? I seen you blow 10 G's in one poker game.
Like Rocky says, I had fun.
How's about you, Rock?
It's going.
Gone, gone, gone.
You know, we could go get some more.
The same place?
I doubt that. Ever since we pulled our job, they got new orders. The guard inside the truck locks himself in. The second driver gets out and pulls his gun, see? Then he knocks on the door in code and covers the guy who's opening the truck from the inside.
Hey, just to make it tough on us.
Hey, we could do another job. A bank, maybe?
No, we couldn't.
Why not?
The cops know that there were three of us. Any three job, they double the heat. No good.
Oh, well, lots of other guys working threes.
Look, I don't think I give you a bum steer ever, did I?
No, I gotta say that you never did.
Okay, then get this. We gotta split up.
Why?
What for?
You guys forget that there's a murder rap goes with a half a million that we haven't got anymore.
Half a million? 6 months ago. I don't see how it went so fast.
We had fun. We paid for it in cash. So it's gone. So now we split up. When the raps are killing you, you don't take chances. Well, don't act like it's a funeral, boys. You learned a few tricks from me, and you ought to be able to take care of yourselves for a while.
If you're online at the teller's window, sir, it's all right. But after 3 o'clock, we don't allow anyone else through the door. I'm sorry, sir. That door should have been locked. It's just 3 o'clock.
What? I'm in now, officer. Why don't you lock it now?
I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave. The rules, you know.
Oh, I know the rules, officer, and I'm inside before you lock the door. I need cash. I'll be a sport. Let me stay.
Well, I don't know.
Well, you better lock it before someone else gets in.
Yeah. You're right about that, sir. All right, there we are.
Yeah, aren't we?
All right. I don't understand.
This is a stick-up. Get over against that wall.
Good. I won't.
Get over there. The 45 makes a nasty hole. Quiet! Quiet, all of you! Don't move! The door's locked. Call the cops, and I'll kill all of you before they get me. I want all the cash in the cages. You hear? You, officer, take this bag and collect it for me, and don't try anything. I've got this plan to the last move.
Yes, sir.
Go on now. Get cracking.
I'm doing it.
Don't try it!
Ah! Oh. All right. Call the police and an ambulance. So you had it all planned, did you? You thought I was old and scared, did you?
Get a doctor. Doctor, here, I'm bleeding to death.
Hey, you monkeys are all alike. Scratch you with a bullet and you'll always find a rat.
All right. I'm going as fast as I can. You want to should set off the alarm?
We're practically out in the street here. I don't like it.
Yeah. And there's diamonds inside. I'll have the door open in a minute. Hey, got it. All right, we're in.
Okay, now, careful with the flashlight.
Don't worry. I ain't taking no chances. Brother, leap that showcase.
You'd think a fella'd put ice like that in a safe.
Nah, I told you this monkey figures is insured. I looked him up. I got all the dope. All right, start loading.
Okay, I'm loading. Oh, you're getting real smart. Planning. Think you're Rocky?
Yeah. Rocky didn't do so good in that bank. A bullet in the shoulder and 10 to 20 for armed robbery.
Yeah, for once he didn't figure, huh? That old guard must have been awful quick on a draw.
Yeah.
What's that? A killer flash.
It's a cop on the beat. He's trying the door. Didn't you lock it?
You jammed it with the jimmy.
Schleppy's coming. The stupid...
All right. Does anyone here come up with your hands up?
The flash. Shoot at the flash. Shoot, Chopper. You shoot.
Try to get me in the dark, Chopper.
Throw your gun out, or I'll let you have it.
I'll throw nothing out but lead.
You asked for it.
Had enough back there? Hey, who's that?
Why are you... He... Got... Away from you, cop. He's in the car by now. You won't get him.
You shut out my flash. Where did I get you?
Good shooting. I got it. Good. Should have taken Rocky's advice. Split up like he did. Dick is smart.
but not like Rocky. Not like Rocky.
They told me I had company. I figured the visiting room. And they said no, in here.
This is, gonna be private, Rocky.
Why? Family stuff, kid?
In a way.
What way? Kid cop visits jailbird brother?
Chopper's dead, Rocky. Chopper Lee is done.
Yeah, I heard. Even in here, I heard.
He talked before he died, Rocky.
Hmm? What's that got to do with me?
Everything. Haven't you heard about that?
Keep talking.
I caught the chopper. In a jewelry store in my beat. I shot him. He wasn't alone.
Proud of yourself? Rookie shoots robber?
No, not very. It's no fun killing a man.
Save that for the birds. You wear that badge and you use that gun.
You could be wrong. We won't argue about that. We don't have time.
Then stop wasting it.
Chopper made a deathbed confession, Rocky, before witnesses. He lived long enough to sign the transcript.
So what?
So the steel plant holdup and the killings.
Now he was raving.
No, no, he was perfectly clear about it. Told us all about the car, the motorboat, the vegetable wagon, and you.
That lousy...
He's dead, Rocky. Chopper's dead, but the grand jury has indicted you and Tick. Murder, this time.
So what?
We want Tick. Chopper named him, too. We want Tick Brayton.
I'm no stoolie.
The DA knows I'm your brother. He said if you told me where Tick hides out, he'd try to get your plea.
How should I know?
Because you were the brains of the outfit. We know that now. Where would Brayton go, Rocky?
What is this? A Salvation Army pitch? Confess all and you'll be forgiven? And you, my sucker brother with his 60 a week badge and gun and all.
I'm married now, Rocky. I'm happier than you. Not that that matters.
Look, beat it, will you? Before I forget where I am and beat up a cop.
I don't want my brother in the chair, Rocky.
Nobody puts Rocky March in the chair, not even his kid brother.
Oh, cut it out, will you? The only reason I'm here is because I am your brother. Otherwise, you could burn tomorrow. Now talk, Rocky. Talk to me, or I'll go out of here like I went out of the apartment that night. And the next time you'll see me will be when I swear to Lee's signature on that confession as a witness against you.
I'm beginning to think that you would do that, wouldn't you?
You know I would, Rocky. Now, where we find Tick Brayton? Give us Brayton and you'll live. You'll live your life to the end. But whatever it may be worth in here.
Whatever it may be worth.
Do you want to die before the year is out? Do you want to see the chair? Do you want to die?
Nobody wants to die. Nobody.
Not even you, Rocky.
Tick has a girl. He'll turn up there. Her name's Marcia Shapley. Her place is at 15 North Martin.
All right. Well, you've got your life, Rocky. And I've got a hunch. That you swap right now for my 60 a week outside. Wouldn't you, brother?
Crime does not pay. Harold Vermilia, who starred as Rocky March in Operation Payroll, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Harold Vermilia.
For generations, the story of two brothers who went separate ways in life has been a classic plot. And the reason is obvious. It has roots in truth and reality. When we examine the causes, we find there can be many. From broken homes to sibling rivalry. From emotional insecurity in boyhood to varied experiences in different environments. But whatever the cause, one fact is clear in this kind of story, as in every other of its kind. The tragedy could have been prevented had the lesson been driven home in one way or another that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Vermilia. Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark Spee Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.